بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, last night we had heard the seventh juz being recited, which was a continuation of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And in the beginning of the seventh juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses an incident regarding a delegation that had come to Medina Munawwara. This delegation was sent by Najashi, who was the leader and the ruler of Abyssinia at that time. And he had taken a liking to Islam and the Muslims. He had developed some fondness for the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. So he sent this delegation of Ahli Kitab, of Nasara, of Christians, from Abyssinia to Medina Munawwara to listen to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to hear the Quran, to learn from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And here the attribute of theirs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights was their willingness to accept the truth when it was put in front of them. These people, their entire lives had been spent in Christianity, but the moment they heard the Quran being recited, immediately they accepted, they brought iman, and they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَى الرَّسُولِ When they heard that which was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, تَرَى أَعْيُنَهُمْ تَفِيضُ مِنَ الدَّمْعِ Allah says, then you see their eyes welling up with tears. مِمَّا عَرَفُوا مِنَ الْحَقِّ Due to them recognizing it as the truth. And then what do? يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا آمَنَّا Immediately they say, oh our Rabb, we have brought iman, we have believed. فَاكْتُبْنَا مَعَ الشَّاهِدِينَ So record us to be from those who have bore testimony that you are the only deity and this Quran is true. And Mufassirin say that this particular delegation was in stark contrast to another delegation of Nasara that had come from Najran, from Yemen. They also had come to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in Medina Munawwara. But on the other hand, they came with the intention of proving their own points, their own belief. They brought put forth their arguments. And because of this, they were then deprived of iman. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights and praises the attribute of this particular group, that they were ready to accept the truth when it was put in front of them. It is mentioned about Umar radiallahu anhu also, kana waqafan in the kitabillah. Despite him being such a stern person and very firm, yet whenever the Quran was presented to him, some ruling from the Quran was put in front of him, kana waqafan, immediately he would stop and he would submit to whatever was mentioned in the Quran. If perchance he had issued some verdict, some ruling, or he had said something or done something, and somebody brought a proof from the Quran against him, immediately, despite him being Amirul Mu'mineen, such a great person with so much of authority, but immediately he would submit before the truth. So this is in the opening verses of Surah Al-Ma'idah. And thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses a very important aspect of our lives, and that is wasiyyat and bequest. Now we know, we have heard commonly, that a person cannot rule from the grave. We cannot decide what must happen to our wealth, to our property, to our assets after we have left this world. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made provision up to 1/3 of the wealth of a person. And the reason behind this, ulama have explained the wisdom behind it. As an example, a person has 30,000 rand and he doesn't know, perhaps he may have some expenses in the future. He may need this entire sum of money. This is all that he possesses. But when he passes away, now it becomes clear and apparent that he should have spent that wealth in some good cause, perhaps in charity or some other good avenue. So Allah allows us to decide what must happen to 1/3 of our wealth after we pass away. A person in his lifetime can make a decision, can make a bequest up to 1/3 of the value of his assets, that this must go to some organization, some charity or whatever else it may be. Here, a particular scenario is mentioned. When a person is on a journey and he then realizes or he feels that I am not going to make it back home, I may pass away, and he wishes to make a bequest, so what should this person do? So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes that there should be transparency. A person should be absolutely clear and transparent as far as his financial dealings are concerned. So here Allah says that when death comes to any one of you at the time of a bequest, then it is necessary for him to appoint two people as witnesses, either his family members or whoever else is part of his traveling group, but he should inform them, either write it down, but make them bear witness that this is the bequest I have made. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands that the family of the deceased person may be a bit skeptical, a bit doubtful, that these two people are going to come and say that your brother or your father or your uncle has said that a certain amount of money must go to this avenue or this person. Perhaps the family members won't believe. So here Allah gives them also some way out. And Allah says, تَحْبِسُونَهُمَا مِن بَعْدِ الصَّلَاةِ. That what you can do is when these two people now come and inform you that your deceased family member has made a bequest, then you should hold them back in the masjid at a busy time, مِن بَعْدِ الصَّلَاةِ, after a salah, after a fard salah, when the masjid is full, make them stand up in the front, and then make them take an oath in Allah's name, that listen, we are truthful in our oath, we are not going to lie, we are not going to forge our testimony. And in this way, the heart of the family members will also be put at ease, their conscience can be put at ease. So this entire scenario is detailed in the Quran, how they should go about taking this oath, and how they should then verify the bequest made by this person. But again, the emphasis is on transparency. We should be absolutely clear when it comes to our bequests, our will. How many times we find a close-knit family, brothers, sisters, sometimes the mother is involved also. But when the person passes away because things were not made clear, that entire family becomes fragmented, becomes broken on the back of a few rands and cents of this world. But here if a person is clear, he has everything in order, he has witnesses, he has his documents in order, then this leaves very little room thereafter for any disputes to arise. So this was in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Thereafter, yesterday we had commenced with Surah Al-An'am, which is the second Makki Surah. The first was of course Surah Al-Fatiha, thereafter Baqarah, Ali Imran, Nisa, Ma'idah, these were all Madani Surahs. Surah Al-An'am, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma says that the revelation of this Surah was accompanied by 70,000 angels. What we can say, a royal delegation that accompanied Jibreel alayhi salam to reveal the Surah to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as we mentioned on the first night, the Makki Surahs generally, Allah will speak about proofs of His oneness, of the prophethood of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and issues pertaining to the akhirat, to the hereafter, various different guidelines that have been mentioned here, the entire story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his people, and how he convinced them in a very beautiful manner of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thereafter we commenced in tonight's Taraweeh with the 8th juz, a continuation of Surah Al-An'am. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one verse which Mufassirin say can be regarded as the motto of a believer. Or in today's time what we would say, the status message or the profile pic of a believer. What should he live his life by? قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, or tells Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that address the people and say to them that my salah, my rites of hajj, my living, my dying, all of this is only for the sake of Allah. My entire life, everything I do, everything I say, my actions, my job, my business, my earning a rozi, looking after my family, every single action and deed of mine is for Allah. We mentioned the other morning also that whatever we do in the month of Ramadan also, we're making iftari, this is for Allah. It's the command of Allah. We're eating sari, this is for Allah. We're standing in taraweeh, this is also for Allah. We are seated here to listen to some words from the Quran, this is also for Allah. So every single thing, every deed in the life of a believer is for Allah. When this is our mindset, then ulama say it will be very easy for us to submit to the will of Allah. Because a person's compass is straight. He understands that I'm moving towards the akhirat. I am living for Allah. I am going to die for Allah. And in this way, he will then obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then in the last half of the 8th juz, we commenced with Surah Al-A'raf, which is also a Makki surah. Time has already run out. Just one incident from Surah Al-A'raf, which is the reason behind the name of this particular surah, which comes towards the last quarter, or the ending of the third quarter and the beginning of the last quarter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ashabul A'raf. Ashabul A'raf, the entire scene on the day of Qiyamah is depicted, that the people of Jannah will be there, the people of Jahannam will be there. And first, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes us through a discussion that will take place between the Jannatis and the people of Jahannam. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ. The people of Jannah will now call out to the people of Jahannam. We can imagine the scene on the day of Qiyamah, Mizan, a person's deeds will be weighed. And now decision will be passed. These people are going to Jannah, these people are going to Jahannam. So the people of Jannah will call out to the people of Jahannam that قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّ. That we have found the promise of our Rabb to be true. Have you found the promise of your Rabb to be true? What ulama say? This is perhaps the greatest I told you so moment. In this world we say, I told you so. You didn't listen to me. If you listened to me, you would be saved. Here they will now have the last laugh. They will say to the people of Jahannam, that did you not find what your Rabb promised you to be true? That there was going to be akhirat, there was going to be hisab, there was going to be accountability for your deeds. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ And then a caller will call out that لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ Allah's curse be on those who have oppressed. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ Then a barrier will be put up between these two groups. And now Allah speaks about the people of A'raf. This barrier, the various descriptions have been given in tafsir. According to the preferred view, it is a type of wall or a raised place between the people of Jannah and Jahannam, or between Jannah and Jahannam. And there will be a group of people on this particular wall or platform. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that, what about that person who comes to the scale of deeds and his good deeds and evil deeds are absolutely equal? He has his evil deeds are not more weighty, his good deeds are not more weighty, both are equal. Nabi alayhi salam said, these will be the people of A'raf. They will be in a place between Jannah and Jahannam, initially on the day of Qiyamah. So they will be here, and they will recognize the people of Jannah, they will recognize the people of Jahannam. وَنَادَوْا أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ أَنْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ They will make salam to the people of Jannah. لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ Allah says, they have not yet entered Jannah, but they have the desire that Allah will take pity on us, have mercy on us, and He will put us into Jannah. And then when their gazes fall on the people of Jahannam, when they look to the other side, then they will make this dua that رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ Oh Allah, do not join us with this group of oppressors. Do not make us from the people of Jahannam. And Mufassirin then discuss that at a later stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will eventually put this group of A'raf into Jannah, and they will be blessed with entry into Jannah. But Allah protect us. We do not want to be in this position. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us from the Ashabul Jannah, from those whose good deeds outweigh our evil deeds. We can imagine the fear and the worry. A person is there like a student. He doesn't know, am I going to pass? Am I going to fail? His marks are touch and go. These people will be in that same condition. We do not want to be there. We want to be, Allah make us, all of us, from amongst the Ashabul Jannah, those who will enter Jannah immediately without any hisab. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.